Welcome to the Bambushi Happy Hour. I am Peju Bambushi Roethlisberger.
Hi, everyone, and I'm Naomi Bambushi.
And this is the Bambushi Happy Hour Pop Edition. How are you, Mom? What's up? Long time no see.
Oh, wonderful, sweetie. Oh, everything's been great. Everything's been going lovely. How about with you? How was your wonderful vacation? Oh, I'm telling you, it was wonderful. I'm assuming it was wonderful from the videos I got. It just seemed like it was just splendid. Oh, it seemed great.
Oh, it was so much fun. It was better than I could have imagined. The food was delicious. The excursions were fun. The people were nice. You know, they kept the drinks coming. And then they also had some nice little shows.
They had
the sexiest man alive competition. They had the belly flop. Well, he's a little shy. He didn't want to enter it this time. Maybe another time.
Okay.
But really and truly, it was great. I see why people frequent cruises, why we ran into people who had been on 10, 11.
I'm glad you had a wonderful time. I could tell that you were. Like I said, I could tell from the pictures because you all were doing it up. You were going in all kind of activities and everything. And that dune buggy shot was fabulous. I loved it. Oh, that was really cute. I love that dune buggy shot.
I had a great time, you know.
And I saw with your braids and your bikinis, and oh boy.
Yeah. I don't know the last time I was in a bikini, and I haven't mentioned that.
Hey, you look lovely in this one. You know, you've been keeping it together.
Thank you, Mom.
Maybe you didn't wear one, but that was only by choice. You was in shape to wear one.
Yeah.
So good for you. Good for you. All right.
So let's let everybody know what we're sipping on. And since we're all in the island moods, we have some rum, 10-to-1 rum. We've had this on a show before. We know it is Black owned and Sierra is part owner. So, Ma, would you lead us in with a toast?
Okay. Long life and prosperity, health, wealth, and happiness. Salud.
Salud.
Delicious.
Ooh, that's always good.
Okay.
All right, Ma. We got to talk about some serious stuff.
Oh, no.
Well,
not too serious.
Well, okay.
So I know we have to talk about what's going on in the world. I know, daughter. Go ahead. What's up, sweetie?
Emi Aduko, coach of the Boston Celtics, and everybody knows that he is the fiance of Nia Long, a longtime partner, like 12 years plus. So he's been suspended for 1 year for what initially was reported as a consensual relationship with a female member of the team staff. Recently, the word consensual has been removed from various reports as a woman recently accused Udoka of making unwanted comments toward her. And supposedly the Celtics found out about the consensual relationship in July. And so they hired a law firm to conduct an investigation, which upon completion found multiple company violations. So also there's been several former athletes and insiders that are saying the information that the public is getting, the real information is 10 times, even 100 times worse than what actually went down.
Now, wait a minute.
This is from Matt Barnes. I'm sorry.
Okay, now, wait a minute. Now, what do you mean? You mean we're getting an exaggerated version of it, or we're getting one-tenth?
We're getting one-tenth.
It's 10 times worse. Okay.
Yes, and all right. Matt Barnes, who is now part of the media and a former NBA player, says the actual allegations are 100 times worse.
And okay, now let me get a little bit more information, honey. Now, this is not just specifically about, what's his name?
Udoka.
It's not just about him. We're talking exclusively
about him. It's about him.
Yes. Oh, so you mean he was more flagrant and blatant in his inappropriate behavior?
This is the assumption.
I mean, that's the allegation.
Right. The Celtics have not come out and been very specific, but being very vague has caused a lot of controversy from, you know, people saying, oh, if it's consensual, why is it a year? Or, oh, why haven't you released the females' information? And then, you know, the public going on the websites and trying to figure out who it is and accusing the wrong people and all this other stuff. And it to me, it's just been a complete failure as far as the release of this information.
You mean as far as the public relations aspect of it? Yes. It's been really bad.
PR has been really bad.
Yeah.
So I don't know, Ma. Tell me, what are your thoughts on it?
I don't have a lot of information. Mm-hmm. I heard about it when it first happened. Mm-hmm. And I listened to Stephen A. I guess it was a Monday morning. I guess it was a week ago now. I'm not really sure when, but I listened to Stephen.
He's come under fire too, Ma.
Well, whatever.
Regarding this.
It was a, you know, panel discussion. Correct. It was a panel discussion. It wasn't just Stephen A. I mentioned it because it's his show. I mean, there was multiple people commenting and they all had different points of view. Mm-hmm. You know, they all hit it from different aspects, you know, mm-hmm. And there's so much that we don't know. What we do know, one thing that we can say, however it all went down, it's not a good look for Ime. It's not a good look for him. Okay?
Yeah.
Whatever. However it went down. You know? I mean, either the relationship was consensual or it wasn't. If you had an affair, it was consensual because mm-hmm. it took you both to agree and participate. Mm-hmm. So if it's a so-called affair, then it's consensual. Mm-hmm. Then if it was not consensual, then it's some other type of crime, you mm-hmm. know, so we don't even want to go there. So it was consensual. Maybe one was more, one wanted to break up before the other. Maybe it was a difficult in that, you know, respect. But, mm-hmm. you know, if it was an affair, it was an affair. It was an affair or it wasn't. You know what I'm saying? That's like saying you had a non-consensual marriage. I mean, right. You either married or you weren't. You both agreed or you didn't, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that part is like nonsensical. So I don't know what's going on there, but I think it might just be semantics or it might be some other things going on there, or it might be somebody who figures that they just are not going to take the bad. They're going to fight. They just ain't going to take the bad press, mm-hmm. you know, or something like that. But I can say this, he was very foolish. He was very foolish because you know how come? I don't know what happened or what didn't happen, but he should fight. Don't just lay down and take it. Don't just lay down and take it and let them dog you out for the next year. You know, no, he should have fought. I'm not saying he was right or wrong or this or that. I don't know what he did or what he didn't do, but he should fight for due process. Okay? Mm-hmm. Because even if you're a murderer, okay, and that's about as bad as you're going to get, okay? There's a process. There's due process. And it just looked like they just said, well, we're going to put our foot in your behind and that's just it. What is the process? How come we haven't heard about all these other exploits, you know, with other people in his positions? What, you know, and we, you know that there's been multiple, but they haven't been so highly publicized is my point.
I think it starts, the issue starts with the Celtics. I think the way the Celtics, like we said, handled the PR wasn't good.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And that's why he should fight for due process.
However,
he's a lawyer.
However, I also think that, however, it appears that it was really bad what he did. So it feels apparent from what people are saying. We don't know.
That's all the more reason he needs lawyers.
Well, I'm sure he does have lawyers.
Needs somebody to handle his PR.
I'm not supporting him.
Neither am I supporting him. Pays you. If I'm a murderer mm-hmm. and I get arrested, okay? If I get arrested for murder, okay? You don't know that I committed that murder yet or not. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's not the point. The point is that maybe I really did, but guess what? There's due process. And I could get anything until you hear my story. I could get anything from a manslaughter.
What if a story is way worse,
Mom? Can I say what I want to say? Involuntary manslaughter. I can get, there's a process.
Yes.
This man don't seem like he's going fighting for the due process. That's all I'm trying to say.
No, I agree. Listen, the problem is that the Celtics released information. They released some of the information, a minute amount of information, and they haven't, and people are making different assumptions, and we are why haven't they released information about the woman?
Right. They shouldn't have released even anything, and that's why he needs to be fighting about the way they're handling him, because without knowing which way is up, he's taking heat that maybe is undeserved. We don't know that.
Or it could be way worse. That's just the thing. We just don't know. And I think that's the issue. Here's
the thing. If it's worse or not, how come it's only him that is getting the spotlight when other people have done just the same similar kind of thing and we have not known about it?
Well, this is what I'm saying to you, Ma. We don't know what has been done, and the Celtics haven't handled it well. And if we know, if we knew all of the allegations, that we could say, well, look, we need to hear what's going on from the female perspective. We need to see the woman. But if the woman is saying that he did this and he did that, you know, you can't really release it, even though I feel I want to know what's going on with both sides.
We should not know why he was suspended or whatever.
All of this is too much. And I think we will find out, you know, in the coming months. But it's not a good look. And I'm going to blame number one, Ime Aduko, because he apparently is guilty. Well, we don't know to what extent, but
he's at the center of this whole thing.
Right. And then the Boston Celtics, they did not handle things well. They did not do a good job, like you said, with PR. They did not handle HR, everything. None of this was done well. So, yeah, I'm not happy about it. And then there's the aspect of the cheating that everybody always is talking about. Oh, it's a beautiful woman. Why you cheat on her? Blah, blah, blah. And we know that story is just ridiculous, because some of the most beautiful women, if you have a man.
I'm not going into all that, because I don't even care about that, because she's been so-called engaged to this man. For how long she been going with him? I'm not even.
At least 12 years.
Because you know what? She go like the rest. Neil Long go like the rest, because baby, you got your health, your strength, and you got a few dollars somewhere more than the average person. I don't know your bank business, but I know you should have at least a few more than the average person, or at least you've been in a position to have more than the average person, because you've been in a more lucrative field, you know, and what you made of it, I don't know, whatever. But all I'm saying is this, no. She got her health and her strength and I don't feel, and you stayed with him all these years and this and that, and oh, you so shocked and you don't know this and you don't know that, but isn't this woman engaged? How the hell long a 50 something year old woman gonna stay engaged? What the hell is wrong with you? I don't want to hear, she ain't no damn teeny bopper. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear, so she just said she don't know nothing. What's the problem? What the hell is the hold up? You got two kids and you 50 something and you engaged? What are you, ingenue? A virgin?
Well, I know she said that, you know, not to rush into marriage and all this. So I don't know what was going on. You know, I like, well, listen,
no sympathy for Nia Long. Sorry. You go like the average, every other woman who gets cheated on.
Well, I listen.
You didn't know nothing. Your eyes was closed. You didn't know he was missing, had extra hours, wasn't that committed to you, you know, because you've been holding on to a ring for however long, and you 50-something years old. You need to go and get married. You don't even tell no damn body until the wedding is over. You know, well, I mean, it's ridiculous.
I like Nia Long. I don't know what happened.
Very much too. I don't think that she has good judgment about men. What? You ain't gonna hand me that.
I don't know.
You can't help if they cheat or if they do this or that. You can't help all that, but you can help the way you carry yourself. And why the hell is this 50-something-year-old woman damn engaged to a man she's been going with for 10 years, 12 years? How goofy can you be?
Well, maybe I don't know. I'm gonna listen. I'm gonna leave her personal choices alone, because sometimes
you open up that can of worms. Tell me, oh, you're cheating and that cheating, nothing. She go like the rest.
because well, because
on and cheat.
But, so well, because the thing is
and
that
he was blindsided. How blind was you for all these years? You walk around still engaged. What was you blind to?
I was just gonna say that looks don't have anything to do with it, and then it has to do with the
looks
person
are
that
totally
you're with.
Irrelevant, honey. This is about this is about the organ between your ears. This is about your damn brain. Okay, this whole conversation, and there ain't nobody stupid still talking about looks. Looks ain't even got nothing to do with this. This is about
well, you know, mind. That's what's on Twitter. Oh my gosh, you she well, don't need long.
That's just ridiculous. That's just ridiculous. You know. That's just ridiculous that you are going to be at the age she is, two children. You know, and God knows she's had multiple. You know, relationships as she should has as is appropriate. And you at this point, you talking about you damn engaged. What are you deciding on? You need to totally skip engagement all the way around.
Well, I met, and then they talk about blindsided
about what you know, something's wrong. What's the holdup?
I told you this before, you didn't hear me. When I was on a cruise, I met an 81-year-old man and his 67-year-old fiance.
That's lovely.
Well, they're engaged.
Yeah. You think they're going to wait 10 years? You think they're going to be 10, 12
probably
years?
Probably not.
And how many marriages do you think they both already had? I guarantee between the two of them, they've had at least 4 or 5 marriages apiece or, you know, together.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, maybe Nia and Ime don't believe in marriage. I don't know. All right, let's move on.
Right. But let's move on. Like you told me, daughter, I'm going to tell you like you told me. If you didn't believe in marriage, what in the hell you doing engaged?
Okay? That is true. Yeah.
That's what you told me, daughter.
No, you're right.
Your own words.
You're right. Okay, let's move on. Okay, somebody, another celebrity that's in hot water, Mr. Adam Levine. So an Instagram model has claimed that she and Adam Levine had an affair, and it was on TikTok. Her name is Sumner. I think is it Sumner? Yes, Sumner Stroh. So she says she had an affair with him.
That really sounds like a very professional name.
Listen, she does have an OnlyFans account, so I'll leave that alone.
Whatever. Okay.
She said she had an affair with a man who was married to a Victoria's Secret model, and she says she was young, naive, and exploited, and she had some type of receipts, and then she just kind of, you know, let it all hang out. And Adam came out and defended himself, and he said he didn't have an affair, but he crossed the line. I used poor judgment in speaking with anyone other than my wife in any kind of flirtatious manner.
Right.
He said,
I
did not have an affair. Nevertheless, I crossed the line during a regrettable period of my life. In certain instances, it became inappropriate. I've addressed that and taken proactive steps to remedy this with my family. Now, his wife is pregnant with their third child.
Well, but that was a while ago when he did this with this OnlyFans.
She's saying that it happened last year. That's what the girl is saying. And the girl is all of 23.
Oh, okay. Well, there wasn't nothing. He just made a bad judgment. He told you what he did. That's it. Go ahead.
She showed a receipt saying, "And it's truly unreal how effing hot you are." This is what he said to the girl. And he also asked her a serious question. Is it okay if he name his daughter Sumner?
Good.
Which is her name.
Yeah. You told me Sumner Ho. You told
me. Yes.
Mm, good. You know what? I ain't going to say nothing except this. He go like the rest. Okay. He's just in with the rest. This is what I'm going to say about him.
Yes.
I do like the way he got out in front of it. Now he's going to take some heat. But he definitely reduced the amount of heat that he's going to take because he didn't let them pile a bunch of crap on him before he said something.
With his lovely...
No, I didn't say I was okay. See? Did I say I was okay? I didn't say I was okay. I said I like the way
he's 43 and she's 23.
That age is nothing. Why are you saying this? Just what if the difference is to make? See, you acting like it's a relationship. See, you giving it more legitimacy than it's supposed to. They just grown and he just was inappropriate.
Well, he was inappropriate. Yeah.
All right, so why are you talking about the age? What the hell?
I'm saying he should be more mature. That's what I'm saying.
What do you mean mature? It ain't nothing about no mature. He was being, lusting. He was hoeing. You know, what you mean mature? That ain't about his maturity. That's about his genitalia. He ain't caring nothing about that. He can handle, he's mature. He's responsible, taking care of his family and kids. Yeah, he got all that down pat. He was trying to hoe. with this hoe, that's all. It ain't nothing. Oh, come on.
You can't call the people hoes. We don't know.
Oh, that's just a joke.
Unless they claim themselves.
Unless they say I'm a hoe. Most people don't admit it.
Some people do.
Well, I don't care. But he's. I like the way he's handling it in terms of the way he's spinning it.
Yeah.
Emay needs to be spinning his stuff. Adam said he
I don't think he probably can't talk, Ma. What is he going to say, Ma?
He can say, mea culpa, mea culpa. I'm sorry. I did the wrong thing. What do you mean? What is he going to say?
He did say he was sorry and to his family.
He got to say more. Mm-hmm. I made bad mistakes. I made a bad choice.
But I'm what if he did a lot of stuff?
We can stay engaged for another 10 years, okay, sweetie? Let's stay engaged another 10 years.
Listen,
I vote you the rest of the women I meet.
I don't know. I like some of Adam's songs, but I always looked at him with a side eye.
Thing about him. Why? Nobody cares about him. Keep it moving. I haven't liked him since he, showed his racist tendencies on The Voice. I don't want to hear nothing about him. Go ahead.
You know, he's been different after that first album, Songs About Mary Jane. He was completely different. And you love that album.
Listen, I don't care nothing about him. Would you please? You're wasting people's time with that.
Okay. So on to another one of your favorite people, Nick Cannon. So one of Nick Cannon's... I don't want to say baby mamas because that's just not cool. Mother of one of his kids. Bree Tiese, who is going to be on my Selling Sunset on the upcoming season. So she's a newly agent model. She recently spoke about her struggles of caring for her newborn on Instagram. She said, a follower of her, she said that she hadn't had sleep in days. And one of her followers replied to her by saying that she should get a night nurse to help with her issues. Tiese replied by saying, laugh out loud, yeah, sure, you want to pay for it? To which the follower said, tell Nick. She later ended the conversation with the follower, telling them, I don't need your unsolicited advice. Thanks, I have some effing nerve. Then she went on to say on Instagram, keep my parenting, my kid, and my baby daddy's name out your mouth. Well, she said baby daddy, so I can say it. Nick is not my sugar daddy. Nick is my effing child's father. That is all. Watch your effing mouth when you speak on mine. So all that Nick is the father of her kid. That's really, that's not anything, apparently, according to her.
Okay, so let me just
comment. What are your thoughts on this? And what is wrong with Nick?
Do you want my comments or you
yes,
do
your comments? Yes, I want your
comments. I'll listen because I'm all ears. Because let me tell you something. First of all, I really don't even want to comment on it because the level of stupidity that this woman is manifesting is off the chain. That she is such an asinine human being is almost unbelievable.
She was married to Johnny Manziel.
I don't care who she was married to. I don't care even anything about it. What do you mean he's not your sugar daddy, you ignorant woman? A nurse to take care of your child.
It's for your child. In fact,
nurse to take care of your child is certainly something that if a parent can afford it, would be something that a caring, well-to-do parent would be happy to provide. Why is it that he's your sugar daddy when he's helping to take care of his child? You say he's only the father of your child. Well, that is an expense that a parent would assume,
right,
if they're able to pay it. So that's just the first superficial thing that you said that was so stupid. You're not asking him for money to go buy a broken bag. You're talking about the care of a child that you two share.
Mm-hmm.
So it is totally appropriate to ask him to help to pay for that, or pay for it, or whatever the case may be,
right,
whatever you work out. That is totally within reason. And then, first and last, you introduce the whole conversation to the public.
Mm-hmm.
So any response you get, anyone else has the right to say whatever they want to say in response to your conversation. You opened up the can of worms about your own parenting, your own financial situation, and on and on and on. Because you could have said you didn't have a nurse because you really wanted to take care of the baby yourself. You didn't want to. You said money was the issue. You said who could afford it. You introduced all these things to the public. And because most people would assume that you would not have said anything like that. Most people would have assumed that if you wanted a nurse, you would have got one. You could have afforded one. Most people would not assume that you act like money was the issue. And you introduced that. You said that. Look, there's so many things wrong. But then again, I'm sorry. I don't know when you had your child, what number your child is.
This is only one child, and the child is
months old. I understand what number in succession. So if it's only months old, it must be number 7, 8, 9, or 10.
Oh, for him, eight or nine.
Yeah, okay. What woman in their right mind would go to bed with Nick Cannon and not have one be armored down, have every kind of contraceptive going? What woman would knowingly lay down and have sex with Nick Cannon without contraception? So we already know whatever your agenda is, baby, it is not one based on intelligence.
Well, whatever she's going to be on Selling Sunset. Maybe this is all she's going to use for the storyline. Who knows?
Good. Whatever your choices are, they're not based on you having good any intelligence at all.
Mm-mm.
You're not even a good advocate for your child.
Well,
you're not even a good advocate for your child, because if there's something that you really think your child needs, why would you not discuss it with his wealthy father? Why would that not be first and foremost? Is the baby supposed to be advocating for him or herself?
The baby can't talk yet.
All right, you didn't have to answer that.
I was just agreeing with you. Okay. That's what that was.
So, you know, I don't even want to, the level of stupidity that this woman is demonstrating, manifesting, and behaving her way through is incredible. It's incredible, and I feel sorry for the baby. Good luck. I hope you continue to make whatever money from wherever you can get it from. That's all I have to say.
And Nick,
you know, Nick is behaving. You know how Nick is behaving? Nick is acting out something that breaks my heart, because we see it too often. He's acting out the role of a stud Black man who was enslaved. The way they treated our Black men directly from Africa, our enslaved Black men, when they brought us over here from Africa and they used our Black men for stud services, where they went around impregnating as many women as they could with no hopes of marriage and family and values and nurturance and legacy and love and relationships. None of those things, because Black men were Black men and Black people in general were created like subhumans. And that's how Nick Cannon is behaving. And any woman who was part of that, knowing his history at this stage of the game, this ain't baby or mama number one or two. This is mama number what, 7, 8, baby number 9, 10, baby whatever. And any woman who would knowingly engage in that with Nick is just as pathetic as he is. And it breaks my heart to see it, because I don't care how much he has. He's got too many babies and too many baby mamas. If he would have the same number of kids from one or two women, it wouldn't be, it would be maybe even okay, because he could keep them together. He could make time to bond and nurture and build relationships. But you have all those children scattered all over the damn globe, and you just don't know which way is up and who's who. And then all these different baby mothers, and the poor children are being neglected, and the stupid ass mothers getting on the media, on social media, talking about they didn't lose. All babies cry and stay awake and have baby illnesses. You didn't get sleep for 3 days. You're lying in the first place. You did get some kind of sleep, but maybe your sleep was interrupted. You maybe didn't get straight through sleep, but you got some kind of sleep, because a little baby that age goes to sleep itself. So you did get some kind of sleep. You're the one commenting on your own pathetic parenting skills, not other people. You're on there complaining, and every mother who's had a child has spent time awake when they wanted to be asleep, taking care of a sick baby.
I just wanted to say
when I heard the story, made me so upset.
I just wanted to say the whole thing is extremely sad. You know, whatever with Nick Cannon, I whatever he thinks, this is not right. This is not, good for Black families. This is not good for any type of families. This is not good for the children, and
of the way Black men were treated in during slavery.
And I'm just not happy with that.
Blood services. And just get as many as you can. And never mind, because you're never going to know them or bond with them or have any kind of family or have nothing. And have no love for him and no nothing, because you don't even damn know who they are.
And he has 50, and listen, and he has 50 jobs. On top of that,
if he had a half a job, he couldn't all these kids scattered all over the damn world.
And they're all over. And then this woman, Bree, she's still fairly relatively young, but she's in her early 30s. She's in her 30s. She's not a child. She knows. Come on. She's been married. She's divorced.
Look, she's I don't care what she's been. She does not acting with good sense.
It's not. And don't use your child. I really can't stand when people use their child as a prop. I don't like that. The kid doesn't want to be involved in all that social media.
That's exactly what's up. That is pathetic. That is pathetic all the way around. I don't know who's the most pathetic, her or Nick. I don't know who's the most pathetic, but who's going to really get jerked around is going to be the kids. The ones who are going to come out of this hole is going to be Mariah's kids, because Mariah is mama, daddy, and everything else.
Mariah's children don't have anything to
about. They ain't even right,
But Nick, he's going to stay with Mariah. Jesus, man, he really should have.
He lost his damn mind after him and Mariah divorced. He lost his damn mind,
All right. So let's move on to a lighter topic. Tyler Perry. So Tyler Perry has recently revisited the criticism that he received, with the Madea franchise from Spike Lee when he was on Who Talks to Chris Wallace. And so Chris Wallace asked him about the comments where Spike Lee referred to his work as buffoonery and, that type of thing. Although it brings in big bucks, we could do better. And just to note, Spike Lee and Tyler Perry have talked it out, squashed it out, and they're cool with each other. So they don't have any heat. So they're all good. So yes. Tyler Perry said, for me, I love the movies that I've done because they are the people that I grew up with that I represent. So when someone says you're hearkening back to a point of our life that we don't want to talk about it, or we don't want the world to see, you're dismissing the stories of millions and millions of Black people. That's why I think it's been so successful, because it resonates with a lot of us who know these women in these experiences and Uncle Joe and so on and so forth. But what is important to me is that I'm honoring the people that came up and taught and made me who I am. Their stories deserve to be told. So what are your thoughts on?
I agree with Tyler Perry. And I don't even want to go in that because I don't want to criticize anybody. And I don't think I need to. I think it's room for all of us. And I think Tyler Perry has a special place in my heart, if you want to know. He has a special place in my heart because he embraced some of the foolishness and some of the nonsense, and he made it okay. He made us laugh instead of being ashamed. He made us laugh at a lot of the foolishness that we know is foolishness. Mm-hmm. And we know some of it does exist and some of it doesn't. And a lot of it is exaggerated and, you know, and on and on and on. Mm-hmm. And I think he put things in perspective that we all know somebody like that or related to somebody like that. But, you know, we all have some component, some elements of those in our family somewhere along the line. You know, none of us have totally cuckoo and dysfunctional, you know, mm-hmm. families, but we all have somewhat, you know, some level of funniness and silliness and foolishness and dysfunction in our families. Mm-hmm. And I think it's great. And it's those, some of those characters are just more historical, mm-hmm. you know, composite type figures. And so, I mean, I like it. I like it that there's Tyler Perry Studios. I like it that he has his own you know, production place, and this is a place that we can kind of relate to and call our own. Tyler Perry has a special place in my heart.
I'm gonna jump in here, Mom, because I don't think I'll be able to. What I think about Tyler Perry is that,
and I was gonna say also the Spike Lee.
Okay,
I did get to Spike Lee.
Okay, my bad.
Say yeah, and I also want to say and the other. A piece of my heart goes for Spike Lee, because Spike Lee just always told us from the very beginning to do the right thing. And Nola.
All right, Mom.
And Spike Lee gave us a different kind of an intellectual
Can I say something?
And they have special places in my heart for different reasons.
Okay. I just wanted to add that I think that Tyler Perry has been, you know, he has a big place in all of Hollywood, obviously in Black Hollywood. And I think that, you know, I have not been a fan of, you know, some of his shows and whatnot, but to me, it was all fun. And it was all an opportunity for Black people. For
you
people
have
of
not
color.
Been a fan, but you have been a fan.
But I have been a fan, right? Oh,
that's right.
That's how I feel.
That's how I feel about all of them. That's how I feel about all of them. No, I have been I'm both not, a fan.
Oh, you mean all of them? Who's all of them?
The Black writers, producers, you know,
no.
and so forth.
No, oh, I feel like I will not. All of them. I will not say that. No, and I don't think you should say that either, because you don't know all of them.
No, but I mean the ones that I know. I mean the popular ones that I know. You mean to tell me you like everything Spike Lee has done?
No.
Well, that's all I'm talking about.
I have not, but why don't you just keep it to Spike Lee and Tyler Perry?
Well, that's the way I feel about both of them.
Because you don't want to go into...
No. That's the way I feel about both of them.
What about the ones?
Well, there are some other ones that I know. The ones that I know, I feel that way about all of them.
Well, yeah, I think... Yes, Ma. I'm just saying I don't want to group every Black writer in
I'm not grouping
the
them
character.
As anything
but
I'm
you just did
some, I'm saying I like some of
there's stuff. Some black I, there's some black that writers I, that are more talented
I like
than others
stuff. I didn't say that you're saying that you mean that's how you feel
you're saying that you liked some of all of the Black writers' work and some of them you didn't like that's what you're saying
right that's fair
but, okay. Well, I can't say that because there's a lot of, what I will say is that there's a lot of Black writers. There's a lot more films and productions that are, you know, Black cast. And I love that. I cannot say that I've liked all of everything that every Black writer
That's
or Black producer
though.
Put
of
out.
Of course, of
because
course.
Because there's been well, more, is more and more and more, which I love and I like that. And now
of
I
course.
Feel like-
But you were saying about like, I have not liked everything that he does as if he's different than the rest. You haven't liked everything that any of them did. There's some stuff that you like and some stuff you do that you don't like.
Because I didn't want to say, I really didn't want to go there because I like Tyler
you
Perry.
There. You said you didn't want to go there, but you did go there.
Okay, so then I'll be honest. I think Tyler Perry is an extremely talented producer, businessman. But the majority of the films and TV production that he's put out, I did not enjoy the majority of them. Now, we'll talk about A Jasmine Blues. We'll talk about that on the next episode. But I think that he's excellent and I like him and I'm a fan of him. But a lot of stuff that he's done, I didn't particularly care for. But it doesn't mean that I don't respect him and love him for the space that he creates.
I don't think he should have been getting all that criticism. I think he got criticism from a lot of people who play hate from the sideline. And that's what I want to say.
Well, yes, but it's a combination of people who were envious. And then there was also some of the stuff was just kind of like.
Yeah, it's all of that. Blur. It's all of that. I'm with you. I agree with you 1,000%.
But we love Tyler Perry. So we're not, telling. But
I'm happy that you're here.
Well, I am too.
I want to go to Georgia to see Tyler Perry.
Okay, Ma. We know. I'm happy that you're here. Aren't you going tomorrow?
Maybe I'll go see some of the rest of their studios. Spike, I'll come over to yours too. What is it? Community College? What is it? What? Yeah, right.
He's
okay.
40 acres and a mule. It's not a studio, but he has had the.
No. I mean, I want to go. I want to come tour, his.
That's not nice.
He has. No, I'm going to travel over there and visit his spot. Okay, go ahead.
That's mean.
Next.
Okay.
Why don't you come? Oh, you know what? Let me dog out your swimming pool, Pay. Oh, why don't you come over to my pool? You know, the shape of your pool is wrong. Your pool is oval and round.
I like Tyler Perry.
Your pool should be square.
Listen, I like Tyler Perry.
You understand what I'm saying.
I know what you mean.
I dog out your pool, and guess what? I don't have a pool. Okay?
I gotcha.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so on to somebody else that I don't think you particularly care about. Soma, just a little update. We didn't really talk about this person because I was not here. So Brett Favre is facing a lawsuit.
Still stealing from Mississippi.
Yes, the state of Mississippi has filed a civil lawsuit against Brett Favre and others to recover more than $20 million and misspent welfare money intended to help needy people in one of the country's poor states in Mississippi. That is correct. And they have the text messages, the receipts. We're going back and forth with the former governor, Phil Bryant, Ma. And so he has lost. He isn't going to be charged with any criminal charges, but he did lose a few sponsors. I think it's like Sirius XM and ESPN Milwaukee. They've halted the show at least temporarily. So do you think that we should be hearing more and more about Brett Favre? You think it should be blasted all on the TV and the news? Because a lot of people are saying, we hear all about Ime Aduko, and we want to hear more about Brett Favre.
Right, because Ime, that's really kind of his almost personal business, okay?
Let's not go there because we don't know.
It only impacts on the public to the extent that you're a sports fan or whatever, But this impacts on the lives and livelihoods of the poor residents of Mississippi, which is the damn poorest state in the country, okay? Mm-hmm. Mississippi, that you Nina Simone, I don't know if you remember. Do you remember Nina Simone, Mississippi Goddamn? Nina Simone made a whole song, Mississippi Goddamn.
I don't remember her, but I know of her.
Yeah. Well, she made a song, Mississippi Goddamn, and it's still the same. And she made that song, got to be 50 years ago or whenever it was, But Mississippi Goddamn, okay? And
well,
everybody knows that.
I wasn't born then, Ma.
You didn't have to be born.
No, yeah, of course I know Nina Simone.
I was just barely an infant myself, but I'm telling you, okay? And everybody in the United States knows that. Okay, every grown person in the United States knows that. And for him to do such, to be so egregiously greedy, just avarice, and venal politicians aiding and abetting.
I remember him saying that he didn't feel that athletes should talk so much about politics, that they should kind of just stick to ball or whatever. I remember Brett saying that. Yeah. So, not really.
Yes, he should be blasted. Yeah. What Ime did, that impacts more so on him and his wife than, I mean, him and his partner more exclusively than all these other. It has ripple effect. It has some ripple effect, but ain't nobody going to starve or miss out on health services because of what he did.
No, of course not.
But what Brett Favre did affects people's quality of life.
Okay.
They're not comparable.
No, I know.
This is almost comparable. No.
No, it's not. No, it's not. All right. Let me be quiet because I see you. All right. So, let's give an update on Tiffany Haddish and Ari Spears. So, the molestation.
Oh, I don't know too much to say about that.
Can I just finish?
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
The molestation lawsuit against Tiffany Haddish and Ari Spears was dropped, and the damage already appears to have been done because Tiffany Haddish says that all of her gigs. She's lost all of her gigs.
I lost everything. I saw a clip.
She says, I don't have,
she has
no job. Now, I don't know how accurate that is, Mom, because I do know that she's supposed to be returning to the season 2 of the After Party. And I also know that the Haunted Mansion is in post-production. So I don't know what she's referring to. Anyway, in a separate video, Haddish said-
What do you mean? You mean when you're telling me it's in post-production, that's a kind of generic term that could mean anything from it really is already complete, or it's almost a wrap, or they're adding something on is just-
I don't have privy to that information. Okay. It's just that when they say IMDb, it says post-production.
Yeah, when they say post-production, that covers a whole lot of territory. Are they finished with her? Have they honored her contract? Or is there a clause where they can still not honor? Was she going to be picking up something from the back end? Was she guaranteed any kind of back end money? And if she was, is there any kind of contingency clause in that? That they could wiggle out of because of this episode about the kids, you know? I mean, I don't know what any of that is.
I don't know.
Because she's saying she has no job. She didn't say she was broke, but she's acting like she has dismal prospects for the future.
I don't know. She said she was relieved the lawsuit was withdrawn. She was concerned about the kids and making sure they were okay. And then they asked her, what did Spears think on the situation? And she said, I don't talk to him. So, this is really difficult to comment on because we don't really know exactly what happened. We know the videos that were done were in poor taste, that they should not have used, underage children. And that we can say for
that's
sure.
The problem.
And that was an issue. Now, whatever else is going on, with the one adult child, one that is now an adult and the other one is still a minor, who knows? And I do think that, I hope that Tiffany, gets some therapy and I hope that everything works out. I don't think this will be something that'll be permanent. But I think maybe, take some time off and just kind of think about some of the decisions that we made. We all go through these things where we made some bad decisions in life and it catches up to us. But I don't think it'll be, I don't think it'll be permanent with her because I feel that she does seem to be remorseful. Now, Ari Spears is another story.
Yeah. I think Tiffany Haddish has been embraced enough that people are willing to give her a second chance. Yeah. I think people are willing to listen to her and say, let me give her the benefit of the doubt that she made an incredibly foolish mistake.
Mm-hmm.
But to the extent that the kids were harmed or not harmed, we would be willing to forgive her. You got me?
I got you.
Yeah. And that which we don't know.
I mean, because she appears to be remorseful. We'll see,
Who appears remorseful?
Tiffany.
The Tiffany. Tiffany, right, right. But Aries Spears, we haven't heard anything from him.
He may
or not much.
His comment was just like, oh, yeah, they just trying to take money from me or something to that effect. I'm not feeling Aries Spears now for many different reasons.
It seems like Tiffany wants to distance herself from him.
Yeah, so I'm just going to leave that alone with him. I'm not a fan.
It seems like Tiffany wants to distance herself from him, and that is also not good for him.
Okay, and so normally we do a Naomi Knows Best, but we're going to do a little something different.
You mean letters to Naomi. Letters to Naomi. Okay, all right.
No, it's Naomi Knows Best.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's the name of the segment. I mean, they send letters to you, but this segment is okay.
All right,
sweetie. All right. But, since I've been gone for a little bit, I just wanted to, mention one topic that is present right now. So Rihanna is performing at the halftime the
Super
show.
Bowl. Yeah.
So I'm asking this question to you, and I'm also asking this question to our listeners. I want you guys to please, email us info@bambushihappyhour.com. Or you can do it all things pays you, gmail.com, but preferably info@bambushihappyhour.com. Let us know or DM us and let us know what your thoughts on this. Rihanna's performing. Who should she bring as a guest on stage? I know everybody's going to say Jay-Z, but I want to know, besides Jay-Z, if Jay-Z can't perform with her for whatever reason, because he's producing the show, who should Rihanna bring on the show? Now, my take into consideration, she's done songs with Jay-Z, obviously, Kanye West, Paul McCartney, Eminem, Drake, Coldplay, Shakira, DJ Khaled, Kendrick Lamar, T.I., and A$AP Rocky. I'm sure I'm missing somebody, but those are the ones.
Okay, I'll tell you my two that I would think she'd be good with.
Okay.
I think she should bring two people on with her.
Okay, and who are they?
Bring two.
Okay.
Drake and Kendrick Lamar. Those would be my two.
Drake and Kendrick Lamar, okay.
Kendrick Lamar, just because he's just so genius. I just love him, okay? And Drake, because I like work, because I thought work was so cute. And I thought it was done in so many different ways, and that it had a lot of appeal.
Yeah,
I'm not a big Drake fan, but I like that they did together,
Okay.
So, that's my feel. And Kendrick Lamar, he's just good, superb with everything, So that's how I feel.
I feel you on that. I don't hate on those choices. I'm definitely going to go Drake. Obviously, Jay-Z would be number one, like we said.
I'm eliminating Jay-Z because you said Jay-Z.
I'm eliminating. Yeah. Right. I would definitely go Drake. If Eminem hadn't performed this past Super Bowl, I would have picked Drake and Eminem because Rihanna had two big hits with Eminem.
Right.
And obviously with Drake. So the other person for me is going to have to be DJ Khaled doing Wild Wild Thoughts. I think that'll be cute.
And also just because he's so bubbly. I wouldn't be mad with him either. That's the choice. I would be all right with that one too.
So I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be a good show. She got plenty time to perform. I mean, plenty time to practice. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
All right.
So she's back.
Yeah, all right. I'll be glad just to see Rihanna. That's nice. We haven't seen her perform, in a minute. Yeah, for a minute, I should say. Yeah, good. Okay.
So Ma, is there anything that you wanted to say before we go?
No, I wanted to say, everyone, we're getting close to election time. And I know it sounds like we keep ringing that bell, but I'm going to keep on ringing it. Please go vote. Everything is at stake. All our rights, our way of life, everything is at stake. They're trying to take everything away from the average person. They're trying to take everything away from the average man. They want it to be where this country is ran by the rich, super, uber wealthy minorities, making the, when I say minorities, I mean a few people, you know, few wealthy people. And the most of us, you know, they just want to simply deprive us of all the rights that we've been entitled to, women's reproductive rights. We see what's going on with that. We see what has happened with that, with Roe v. Wade. And we see what's going on with the voting rights, and they're doing everything they can to restrict and nullify, you know, the vote of minorities, and on and on and on. You see what they're doing with immigrants. Guys, please, 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 you know, we've got to go vote. That's the least we can do, okay? And that may also be the most that we can do. But please, everyone, go vote. Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for that. I second that. Everyone, thanks for listening to the Bambushi Happy Hour. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and also Facebook at the Bambushi Happy Hour. Guys, check out our Etsy shop at the Bambushi Happy Hour. We're going to the Bambushi Happy Hour store. We're going to be adding some cool stuff as getting into the holiday season. So, you know, please go check out that store, guys, coming up real soon. Well, check it out now. But we're adding some stuff soon. And also subscribe to our YouTube channel at All Things Peju, the home of the Bambushi Happy Hour. We really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. Be safe and go vote. Bye, guys.
Bye.